You're listening to Community Matters on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country.
Hello, everybody. I'm John Robbins. I had the pleasure today of being joined by the mayor of Warren, Dave Wortman, to talk about the upcoming waterfront development meeting that they're having, talk about ideas, potential, just the going over the whole plan. This is open for the community. Mr. Wortman, please tell us when this meeting is and what it is all about. What can the community bring to it? Just everything you need to know if you want to go to this meeting.
Sure. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. Yeah, the meeting itself is next Wednesday, January 15th at 6 o'clock in the evening at the Senior Center, which is co-located within the Transit Authority of Warren County's building right along the Allegheny Riverfront in downtown Warren. So what we're hoping is that we have a great turnout. And as most everybody knows, it's a project that's been ongoing for a number of years. So what we want to do as part of the meeting is to give an update on what the current status of the project is, the timeline that we envision for the next steps. We've crossed a number of really important milestones that maybe we can get to here in a little bit. But we like to say at the city, I mean, we certainly don't have a monopoly on good ideas. So what we really want to do is get the feedback from concerned citizens and residents and other stakeholders that are very excited and want to participate in the project. So that's where we're going.
So for anybody unaware of this project, who does it all entail? It's a big group effort. There's a lot of people involved, a lot of moving parts, but who does it entail and what do you hope to get out of this project for any community member that may not know?
Sure. Well, it's been an ongoing project, as I mentioned, a lot of different versions of it, but the key stakeholders, certainly the business community headed up by the Warren County Chamber of Business and Industry. The city of Warren is a direct investor in the project, Warren County as well, the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources has participated in a lot of great ways through grants with the project as well. We're also seeing a lot of interest from at the federal level with our elected, you know, senators and Congress folks. So very excited about the number of people that are interested in the project. The goal of the project is to enable additional access to one of the best waterways in all of the state of Pennsylvania. As you know, the Allegheny River, which flows right through the city of Warren, was named the 2024 River of the Year by the DCNR. And the tributary, the Conowongo Creek, in 2015 was also named River of the Year back in 2015. So just beautiful resources that we have right here, you know, within the city, and we're trying to enhance the access to that, and the idea being that will continue to develop and the economic development components to the city of Warren downtown area.
Once again, we're joined by Mayor Dave Wortman. Just one more time, if anybody's just joining us, when is this meeting, and what can the any person that wants to show up, what does this meeting entail for them as an individual? What can they do if they show up, if they choose to show up? Just all that information someone need before they go, just in case anybody tuned in a little bit later.
Sure. The meeting is next Wednesday, January 15th at 6 p.m. at the Senior Center, which is in the Transit Authority of Warren County building right along the riverfront in downtown Warren. And we're asking folks that would like to participate and take a look at the project and ideas on how we can continue to further develop that magnificent Allegheny Riverfront within the city of Warren. So good ideas in terms of there's four distinct areas that we're looking for future development, and just looking at how, you know, we can approach the project in total.
Well, Mayor Wortman, it's been a pleasure to talk to you about this upcoming meeting and this upcoming project, which a lot of moving parts and development, and it's going to be a very exciting time down in downtown Warren along that beautiful Allegheny River. Before we head out, is there anything else you'd like to say for the community before it, or about this project or upcoming in 2025?
Yeah, I appreciate the time to speak with everybody today. And again, I think there's a lot of great projects going on within the city of Warren, this obviously being one of the larger, more influential projects. And we look forward to everybody's input and look forward to seeing you next Wednesday.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Welcome back to Community Matters on Warren Radio.
And welcome back to Community Matters. Some local sports news. The Warren Area High School cheer team was awarded the District 10 title for the 3A Small Varsity Division at the District 10 Championship event recently hosted at McDowell High School. Jackie Palmer caught up with the coaches and team members to hear about their victory.
They just really went out and they owned the mat. They had the greatest confidence in themselves, and it really projected to the audience watching and I think the judges.
It's
amazing.
Unexplainable.
Amazing.
It's the best feeling in the world. It's so hard to describe to other people because it's like, it's just an experience. It's amazing.
It's really nice. Like, we won freshman year and now we're winning our senior year. It's like a nice way to wrap it up.
Now on Community Matters, earlier last week, our friends at Erie News Now's First at Four sat down with Kevin Coleman, who is the author of the newly released book from the Erie Seawolves, A Mascot Tale, The Untold Story of Seawolf. Here is his interview on First at Four about his book.
Our first guest now today here on the Blue Couches, first-time guest Kevin Coleman, local author and illustrator, joining us today to talk about a book that he wrote called A Mascot Tale, The Untold Story of Seawolf. Kevin, it's nice to have you today.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
Good. You are a sophomore at Penn West Edinburgh. Tell everybody what you major in.
I major in animation.
Ah. And that helped you with your book, most likely.
Actually, I made this book before that.
Okay. This was a senior project for you?
Affirmative.
Okay. And where did you get the idea to use Seawolf as the topic for your book?
I got the idea as my dad is the president of the Erie Seawolves.
There you go. So you've spent a lot of time with Seawolves and a lot of time at the ballpark.
Yeah, I have a connection to that team.
You sure do. I know that you've been out rallying the team. You dance. The audience, the season ticket holders, they all know and love you. And I think it's great that you have written a book about Seawolf, the mascot, and the untold story.
Yes, the untold story of Seawolf.
That's right. So what is the untold story of Seawolf? What are his secrets?
Well, I'll tell you.
Tell me.
So, this book is the origin story of Seawolf and how he applies his unique talents to a role that embraces them.
Hmm. He wasn't really finding his place in the world, right?
Right.
And so, much like you, encouraging fans at the game, he found that was kind of his area.
Yeah.
And how long did you work on this book?
It took me 2 months to make.
Wow. And talk about the program that you use, because the illustrations are so neat, and those were done with a computer program?
Yeah. It's called Adobe Illustrator.
Okay. And you said it only took you 2 months to do this? That's pretty good.
Yeah, because that was pretty much the amount of time I had to work on this book for Erie County Technical School.
Okay. For your deadline, yes.
Yes.
Talk about your love of Seawolf. He is your team's manager, but you kind of grew up with him being part of your life, right?
Yes.
And what does he mean to you?
It's cool that he gets to show his true colors for the world to see with without anybody dragging him down.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, whether or not they're winning or losing or it's raining or it's sunny, Seawolf is always energetic out there. Have you got a chance to show your book to area kids or bring it to the game at all?
Not yet. It just got released online 2 days ago.
Oh, great.
I hope that it's going to be in the team store as well so that our fans can buy it too. So where can we buy your book?
You can buy my book at Pet... You can buy my book at the Erie Seawolves team store and online at seawolves.com.
Perfect.
That's great.
Yep.
And it's a nice read for the Seawolf fan in your family. And I just love the illustrations. And that includes a little bit about you, Kevin, in the back of the book, a little bit about your origin story. And part of the proceeds going to the Autism Society of Northwest Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
That's great.
What kind of feedback do you get from your book? I'm sure that your friends and your family are very proud of you.
They certainly are that.
They certainly are, yeah.
Nobody seems to dislike this book in the least.
That's terrific. Do you have another book that you might be thinking about writing?
Oh, no, but I mean, I am busy with college, so that may not be a possibility for now.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe later.
Yeah, and you did a fantastic job on it. We love it here at Erie News Now. Congratulations, Kevin. You are now a published author.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a big deal. And thanks for joining us today. It's nice to meet you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. A Mascot Tale, the Untold Story of Seawolf. Get your copy now.
Yeah. And thank you for listening to Community Matters. I've been John Robbins. You can hear me next week at the same time on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. Have a good week.